Okay, we continue with Bikurim Daf Yud Ches. Bikurim Daf Yud Ches, and we are on Yud Zayin Mabez, a couple lines up from the bottom. And we're still talking about the relationship between Meiser and Bikurim in contrast to Truma. That's what the Perek is up to. What are the similarities between Meiser and Bikurim in contrast to Truma? And one of the ones mentioned in the Mishnah was Vidui. Then Meiser and Bikurim have a verbal declaration in the Beis HaMikdash. Vidui Meiseris, Mikra Bikurim, maybe even included in the Vidui Meiser is Truma. That's our issue here. On Yud Zayin Mabez, the Gemara says, isn't there a stira between our Mishnah and the Mishnah of Meiser Sheni? Because the Mishnah of Meiser Sheni includes Truma in the Vidui. Right, v'gam nesativ zu truma u'trumas meiser. And here the Mishnah says that there is no vidui. So the Gemara has one answer. Maybe the focus is whether are you mentioning the no tell also or just the no sein or just the no sein. By truma the no sein gives, but the no tell does not. The no sein states. But the no-tell does not state. The Kohen who gets the Truma does not do any type of vidui. While by Bikurim and Meiser Sheni, the no-tell does. Maybe that's the difference in the stira between our Mishnah and that Mishnah. And the second answer given, Reb Zeira says, well, what if you only have one of them? So if you only have Meiser Sheni or you only have Bikurim, then you would still do the vidui. But if you only have Truma, you want to do the vidui. Right, that's Truma can be piggybacked in to Bikurim and Meiser Sheni, but if you just have Truma, that's what the Gemara says. Mishesh lo Truma b'fnei atzma ena misvada. And Reb Yossi now says, four lines to the bottom. Amar Reb Yossi, masisa amar kein. I think there's a hint to this distinction from that Mishnah and Meiser Sheni, because the Mishnah and Meiser Sheni mentions. Our Gemara only quotes the second day of that Mishnah. The first day of that Mishnah, if you look in the Mara, fold up. He quotes from the Mishnah in Meiser Sheni that Kohanim and Leviim do not do vidui. Don't do vidui Meiseris. Why? Kohanim and Leviim, because they cannot say that they got a portion in the land. Eina misvadim shlo not luchelik ba'aretz ve'ein yecholom lomar shenasatali. That's the Tanakama. Kohanim and Leviim don't say the vidui because they didn't get a portion of the land. And Reb Yossi says they can. Why? Because they do get cities. They do get cities. That's what our Gemara quotes. Am Reb Yossi, Masis Amarkein. Reb Yossi, Omer Yeshlem, Are Migrash. We changed the Gersa. They have fields, right? The Migrashim, right? All the different halachas at the end of Sefer Bamidbar. About you can't make Migrash into different areas of the city. You can't make into a different type of area. But it says that they have Are Migrash. So what type of, what are we talking about in that Mishnah? Ma'an and Kayamin. So what vidui are we talking about that potentially the Kohanim and Levim are saying that there's a machlokas in the Mishnah about whether they say it or not? So which what do they bring into the base of Migdash? So in Betruma, Umayser, Rishon, that's talking about Shalohain. If it's on my Truma, the Kohen's going to say, I gave Truma to the right recipients. What do you mean? The Kohen doesn't have to give it to anybody. He's a Kohen. And Meiser Rishon, you know, the Truma's Meiser and the Meiser Rishon, the Kohen could also keep. Right? So what are we talking about? What type of vidui? So El, again, on Kaimin, change the Gersa, but Meiser Sheni will be Kurim. It must be talking about Meiser Sheni Bikurim. Right? So you see from there that there is vidui on plain Meiser Sheni and Bikurim, even without Truma. That's what the Reb Yossi thinks. The Reb Yossi, the Amora, thinks that you could bring a raya from the Mishnah about Reb Yossi, the Tana. And Reb Hila is not so convinced that that's such a raya. I'm Reb Hila. It doesn't say that beferish, but what you just quoted doesn't say explicitly anything about having it separately. Shamina mishiyish lo meiser b'fri'atzbo misvada. You see from there, if you have meiser sheni by itself, you're misvada. Mishiyish lo bikurim b'fri'atzbo misvada. And if you have bikurim by itself, shamina mishiyish lo truma b'fri'atzbo misvada. Right? Is there a raya? Does it say that explicitly there? Look at Rav Chaim Kadievsky. Nicha de shamina mimas nisan. Fine, you can understand it from the Mishnah. To mishiyish lo meiser sheni b'fri'atzbo misvada. Right? Because that's what the Seifa says. Right, if you have Meiser Sheni by itself, you're misvada, and that's what the Kohen, the Mishnah is talking about, when the Kohen is misvada. V'temar du adin bikurim b'fnei atzma misvada. To hukash l'meiser, bikurim is hukash. Aval, mi shamis, demish yesh lo truma b'fnei atzma eina misvada. Right, do you get from there explicitly that if you only have truma, you're not misvada? It doesn't say that anywhere. Doesn't mention truma, but there's no riot to that. And that's what Reb Zeira is trying to prove. So I don't think there's a raya from that Mishnah, says Rebbe Hila. Okay, maybe you can mean that, but it doesn't have to mean that. And therefore, I don't think there's a raya from that Mishnah. So Adkan about the Vidui and the Mikra Bikurim and the comparisons between, on the one hand, Maaser Sheni and Bikurim to Truma. So we only have one left, right? We've done two out of three in the first two Mishnayos of this parak, and now we have the third, says the Mishnah here on Yudches Amad Aleph. Yesh b'truma u'maiser mashen kin b'bikurim. There's something that truma and maiser sheni have that bikurim don't have. And this is a chiddush, because we know from the first Mishnah, ha-truma and bikurim are the same shemisser, and they can be mitztaref. But still, there are halachas that there are differences between truma and maiser sheni on the one hand, and bikurim on the other. For example, Shatruma vahamaiser osir nesagorin. Truma and maiser aser the goren. As we know, if I don't take off truma, if I don't take off maiser sheni, so then the rest is tevel. I'm not allowed to eat it. That's why truma and maiser sheni apply always, as we'll see, because even if the koi is not going to eat it, because all koanim are tamei today, but you still have to take it off, because remains tevel in this case, baba kama. Truma and Maiser Osir is a Goren. So Truma and Maiser Osir is a Goren, unlike Bikurim. If I don't take off Bikurim, so then it is, I'm not doing a mitzvah, but the rest of the field is not Ne'esar. Remember, Bikurim is given all the way at the beginning, right? So there is no field yet. There's no orchard yet. It's right when the first thing grows. So Truma and Maiser Osir the Goren. The Yesh Lohen Shir. And they have a Shir. What does that mean? That Truma and Maiser Sheni have a shear, while Bikurim does not. So we know Truma does not have a shear midaraisa. Maiser Sheni, that's the word, Maiser, Eser, right? So Maiser Rishon has a shear daraisa, and Maiser Sheni has a shear daraisa. Truma doesn't have a shear daraisa, but as we know, midrabanan, 1/40th, 1/50th, 1/60th. As we mentioned in Maseches Trumas, medium is Ayin Beinoni, Ayin Ra and Ayin Yafeh, the shear given for Truma midrabanan. The question is, as we will learn, Bikurim also has a shear midrabanan. Right, so what's the difference between Bikurim and Truma? Fine, Meister, the Mishnah here says that Meister Sheni and Truma have a shear, while Bikurim doesn't. The Truma only has a shear midrabanan, just like Bikurim only has a shear midrabanan. So what's the difference between the two? Right, well, what's the contrast here? So that bothers the Mefarshim here. So the Pnei Moshe on the side says, well, at least the shear for Truma is hinted to in the Psukim. Right? V'yeshlem shear, see on the left side, Pnei Moshe, Maisris Bidaraisa. So Maisris Rishon, or Maisris Sheni, we're talking about Sheni, is Bidaraisa. V'truma yeshla shimid Rabbanan, echad mishish mechamishim. V'yasmechu Rabbanan akra. Dekei matzina b'trumas midyan. Because the Chazal got it hinted to in a pasuk, and that makes it different. Ritva Rosh Hashanah, and that makes it different if it's hinted to in the text. Avo Bikurim ein lam shir. Bikurim doesn't have a shir at all. What does that mean? V'yaf agav the taniyach abreish perek delakaman. Habikurim echam yishishim. You look in the next parag. There is a shir, just like there's a shir midrabanan for truma. There's a shir midrabanan for Bikurim. What's the difference? Because makom lo matzinu remez lazem mehamikra. But there is no remez from the pasuk for the shir Bikurim. Elisha chachavim hishvu osan lepeya shiachem yishishim. Chazal san make it like peya 1/60th. But there's nothing in the pasuk. And if something's in the pasuk, that again already makes it stronger. The Prima Gadim, in the beginning of his commentary on Shulchan Aruch, so he has the Psicha Kolelas. Psicha Kolelas is an overall introduction to Torah Shebal Peh, as there are a number of Svarim that their introductions are really introductory to the Rambam's Pirush Mishnayos. There is an introduction to Torah Shebal Peh. The Kiryat Sefer has an introduction to his Sefer on the Rambam. But the Prima Gadim also, the Prima Gadim there goes through different levels of limud, of learning out halachos. We have mefurish bikra, right? We have mefurish bikra. We have explicit. We have hekish. We have gzeirah shava. All different levels of limud of Torah Shebal Peh. Then we also have asmachta. Asmachta is a din d'rabbanan that the rabbanan found hints to in the text. But the prima gadim is b'chalik between two types of asmachtas. Asmachta, serious asmachta, we might call it, and asmachta ba'alma. And stam an asmachta, Right? Two different types of asmachta is the pre-begadim. So you have to know exactly when is the serious asmachta and when is the hint asmachta. But again, that's the pre-begadim in different levels of asmachta. The Ritva in Rosh Hashanah Tezayin, we've read this before, Ritva Rosh Hashanah Tezayin says, sometimes people think, and some say he's talking about the Rambam here, some say people think that asmachta means the rabbis came up with a din, and they went backwards, and they looked in the text to find some type of arbitrary remez in the text. But really, it's not that the text has anything to do with it. It's just a simen ba'alma. It's a way to remember the din de rabbanan. And the Ritva says, chas v'shalom. Literally, chas v'shalom. The Ritva says, you can't say that. Asmachta is that the Torah had this in mind, but Hashem did not explicate it to be mechayev it. But we assume that Hashem had this in mind, and he was waiting for the Rabbanah to figure it out and find the hint in the text. So you might say this is a machlokas rishonim, or you might say they're talking about two different asmachtas. The Ritva is talking about the serious asmachtas. Maybe the day he's quoting is talking about the asmachta ba'alma ones, if you want to put it into the world of the prima gadam. But that's the Ritva in Rosh Hashanah Daf Tezayin talking about the din of Malchias Achronis and Shofros. If you assume that's a din de Rabbanan, right, to say those special brachas, which most rishonim hold. Because tefillah is drabanan, says the Ritva. Shekol mishiyishol asmachta min apasik heir hakadosh baruch hu sheroi lasos kein. Ella shelo kavu chova umasru lachachamim. It's just that the Torah didn't say it's a chova, and they gave it to the rabbanan to be mechayev. V'zed davar barer ve'emes v'lo kederei hamefarshim ha'asmachtos shu kederach simin shenasnu chachamim v'lo shakavanas haTorah lakach. Like they'll say, ah, it's just a simin. The chas v'shalom yishtak adam v'lo yomar. Shezu derech minusu. That's heretical. To say that the rabbis could do whatever they want and then they work backwards and find the hint in the text? No. Aval ha-torah he'ira b'kach u'masra chiv adavar shel kav l'chachamim. Im yirtzu. V'yasisa api adavar she yagidu l'cha. L'fichach timsach hachamim nosu b'chal makom. That's why the rabbanon always go back to the text. Raya o zecher o asmachta l'vrayim min ha-torah. Klomar she'ena b'chachim davar mi'libam. They're not saying something totally new. They're finding the hints to it in the Torah. The kol Torah shebal peh, remuza b'torah shebechzav. She temima v'chas v'shalom sheli chaser klum. That's the words of the Ritva in Rosh Hashanah Tezayin. So that's the behind this Pnei Moshe right here. The Pnei Moshe says, what does it mean that Truma and Maiser Sheni have a shear while Bikurim does not? Truma and Bikurim, they both have shear midrabanan. Oh yeah, but Truma has an asmachta from the Pasuk. And therefore, that makes it different. How different? That's the Ritva. The Ritva says it's very different if there's an asmachta supporting it. So that's one shot of this line. Yesh lo shir, the Pnei Moshe. The Ras Elio says here, maybe the difference is there a maximum shir? Yes, there's a minimum shir. Bikurim and Truma both have the minimum shir. Right, Truma is 1/40, 1/50, 1/60, and Bikurim is 1/60. So that's the minimum shear. What about the maximum? Is there a maximum shear? So Truma, we know, this is mentioned later on in the Mishnah, but Truma has a maximum shear, and that is, you can't give your whole field as Truma. If I want to give my whole field as Truma, it's meaningless. We'll get to that. But Bikurim, as we will learn, you can give your whole field. So there's no shear maximum. That's what the Ras Elio says. Ve'ein adam osek kalsa deu Truma, Ditznan, as it says in Chala, Ha'omer kol garni truma lo amar klum. Lo amar klum. So that what it means, that truma has a shear, and Maiser Sheni has a shear, but Bikurim has no shear. That's two. A third pshat is if you look in the Mishnah Rishona. Look in the Mishnah Rishona, on the bottom of the Mishnayos. Mishnah Rishona says, there is no shear. We haven't spoken about this in a couple of weeks. There is no shear for a significant nesina, right? We have said often, the chiddush that the Noda Bihuta says, I'm going to tell you a chiddush now that nobody has ever said in the history of Torah. And the problem is, can't say that. Can't say that because there'll be a rishon that will be published 50 years after a person dies, and they'll say exactly what was said. But the Noda Bihuta in his time, nobody ever said this. They didn't have a Noda Bihuda in the Maram Chalava. So he didn't have a Tosas Rid on Kiddushin. But Tosas said the same thing, and that is, even though the Gemara says, Chita Achas Poteres Esakri, that the minimum amount of Truma is a tiny, tiny little grain, and that little grain is Poter the Kri, and now it's no longer Tevel, but that does not fulfill the mitzvah of Nesina, the mitzvah of giving. even though, yeah, one allows you to eat the rest of your field, but if you go over to a Kohen and give him one barley seed and say, here's your truma, right? You have not fulfilled the mitzvah of Nisinas Truma, says the Noda Yehuda, and says the Tosas Rit a couple hundred years before. That's not a Nisina. Nason Titeinlo. Doesn't say this in the Gemara. Unless the Noda Yehuda would say it does, because the language of the Gemara is Chita Achas Pateres Zakri. It doesn't say Chita Achas is Mitzvahs Nisina. But that's the Chiddush of the Tosas Rit in Kiddushin. We'll read it from the Tosas Rit. Ra'isi Makshim, Ha Titeinlo Ksiv. Ubinam kedei nesina v'nira li l'taris devadai mitzvah litein lo davar chashuv. You have to give him a davar chashuv. But af agav she mitzvasu b'kach im eino rotze l'kaye mitzvazu v'tarim chita achas mikol akri nitkan v'yotze midei tivlo elo she lo kiye mitzvas nesina. He says b'feirsh. You know what the Tosas read in Kiddushin on Daf Nunches Amid Beis. And again, the Noda Yehuda says this in Yaradeya, Simon Reish Aleph, the Maram Chalava, another one of the Rishonim, Imsachan Lama Beis, this is said. So that's by Truma, you have to give a Nesina. And by Maaser Sheni, there's a Shear, and that Shear, by definition, is going to be, it's like 10%, so it's going to be a Nesina. There's no such thing as Bikurim having to give a Chashuv amount of Nesina, right? Even if you give one fruit, that's already good. Doesn't say Nason Titein by Bikurim. Doesn't say that. Right? Bikurim doesn't have that lashon. So that's what it means by Yeshir, says the Mishnah Rishona. Is there a shear of a Nesina that you have to give? Ayin Mishnah Melach. He quotes, Chamachem Shakasva Torah Nesina Bina Shitin Lo Shir Chashuv. O Kezias, O Shave Pruta. Ubmanis Kahuna Velavia Dachsiv Gatin Bu Nesina Bina. Shlote Nesina Pachat Bikazias. Ubashir Zeh Yeshlom Adabari Mastisan. Tacha Betruma Nami. Shiboy Shir Nesina. My Shoshani Nami. You have to give. Avo Bikurim Loksiv Bu Nesina. Vlo Ashkachin Behu Shir Benesinasam. Vrashoi Lachalek Lacho Kohen Pachos Bikazias. Also, it's about the result, not about so much about the mice and the sina. So that's a third pshat. So three pshatim. What does it mean here? Yeshalam shir. After all, doesn't Bikurim have the same type of shir as truma? They're both midrabanan. So three answers to that question. Continuing, v'noagin b'chol haperos. Truma and Maaser Sheni apply to all fruit, unlike Bikurim, which is only by the Shiva Saminim. So just reading that Mishnah, you never know what this first source that convinced the Rambam to say his Shita, but we've mentioned very often that the Rambam holds the mitzvah of Trumas and Maaseres, according to the Rambam, is by all fruit. By all fruit. So maybe this Mishnah definitely helps, but you don't know what was the Makab Patish for the Rambam that convinced the Rambam to argue on all other Rishonim. Right? That Trumas and Maaseres is by all fruit, but here it says, Maaser Sheni and Truma, B'chol HaPeiros. How would Rashi and Tosfos have to understand B'chol HaPeiros? Even things other than the Shivas Haminim. Right, that's what B'chol HaPeiros means. Things other than the Shivas Haminim that, meaning what things other than Shivas Haminim? It only applies to Dagon, Tirosh, V'Yitzhar. Right, Dagon, Tirosh, V'Yitzhar. So that's Daraisa. So what of Dagon, Tirosh, V'Yitzhar is not Shivas Haminim? So if you say, you know, like if you say Bikurim is not by the liquids, by wine and olives, you gotta work on this because it only applies to Dagon, Tirosh, V'Yitzhar. Dagon is, it's not Chita Seora, maybe the other three Dagons. The other Dagons, right? And Tirosh and Yitzhar, that's oil and wine. But isn't that also in the Shivas Aminim, right? Zaysim and the Shivas Aminim and grapes are the Shivas Aminim. So it's a little difficult. A little difficult for the other Rishonim. How do you understand what B'chol HaPeiros here means? But it fits in nicely to the Rambam. B'fnei HaBayis V'shelo B'fnei HaBayis. Bifnei HaBayis, it applies by Truma and Maaser Sheni, right? Even if we don't have a Beis HaMikdash, you have to give these. Again, you might have to throw them out, but you have to give them. Uba Arisin, Uba Chakuros, Uba Sikri Kon, Uba Gazlan. And even if it's not your stuff, right? Even if it's not your stuff, you have to take off Truma and Maaser. If I stole Trumas and Maaseres, then I'm not allowed to eat it without taking off Truma and Maaser Sheni. Again, we had earlier in this Masechta, this must be talking about a case of post-Yeyush, right? Because if it's pre-Yeyush, so then obviously I'm not allowed to be mafresh, and I'm stuck. I can't eat it, right? You can't be mafresh, you can't be makdish, you can't be, unless you're a shliach, right? If you're not a shliach, then even zachiyah doesn't work by truma. Remember, zachin mei adam doesn't work, only zachin lo adam. So here, as we said earlier, it must be talking about a case of after Yeyush. after Yeush, so then you own it, right? Kinyane Gezela. And if that's true, then in order for you to eat, you have to take off Trumas and Maaser Sheni. And the Sikri cone, where it was taken for you by those, the mafia type of people, Arisan Chakuras, even the sharecroppers. Those are sharecroppers that you have Rishus, so also those only if you take off Truma and Maaser Sheni. Bikurim not. Remember, Bikurim, you don't have to take off Bikurim. Bikurim doesn't create Tevel. And therefore, even if you don't take off Bikurim, and you can't create Bikurim because it's not yours. Hashem Asatali. Right, we had earlier, Hashem wants your, even after Yeush. Even after Yeush, maybe you can't bring Bikurim to the base of Mikdash. Why? That was the Mitzvah Baba Vera. That was the Sugya that Bikurim are like Kachim. Right, and just like a carbon, maybe Mitzvah Baba Vera type of idea survives Yeush. Even after Yeush, it's still labeled as an Avera, and therefore you can't bring it as a carbon, possibly. Right, so too by Bikurim, even after Yeush, maybe you can't bring it as a carbon. So all of these, Hare Elu, Betruma, Umaiser, Mashein Kein, Bibikurim. So these are halachas that apply to Truma and Maiser, that does not apply to Bikurim. Again, to mention again, the more we do certain makoras, the more hopefully we'll remember them. The Tosfos in Baba Basra, Daf Pei Aleph. That's where Tosfos says, this halacha in our Mishnah of Bikurim not creating Tevel might reflect that Bikurim is very different than all the other mitzvos hatluyos ba'aretz. And maybe it isn't even considered a mitzvah hatluya ba'aretz. It only applies in Eretz Yisrael. But maybe because of different reasons, right? No, the Gemara in Bar Basra, Pei Aleph in the Bavli, quotes a pasuk to teach me that Bikurim is only in Eretz Yisrael. And Tosfos there asks, what do you need a pasuk for? It's a mitzvah hatluya ba'aretz. Right, you don't need a pasuk to tell me that Truma and Maaser Sheni and Maaser Rishon and Chala and Shmita, all of those only by Eretz Yisrael, we know, because the Mishnah says in Kiddushin, called Mitzvah Shetzuliyah Ba'aretz, Yinu Ha'igela Ba'aretz. And all of a sudden, nearby Bikurim, you need a special pasuk to teach me, Asher Tavi Me'artzacha. Me'artzacha. What do you need the pasuk for? It's Mitzvah Shetzuliyah Ba'aretz. So Tosfos there is two days. Tosfos says two days, whether Bikurim is really a Mitzvah Shetzuliyah Ba'aretz. Maybe it's not. How do you know? Because there's no Tevel. If I don't give Bikurim, the rest of the field is not usser, right? So what does that reflect? Bikurim maybe is more just a mitzvah sakavra. It's a mitzvah that I have to do. And there's a pasuk that teaches me it's limited to Eretz Yisrael. As we know, there are a whole list of mitzvos that are limited to Eretz Yisrael that have nothing to do with the karka, the dirt. It's not a mitzvah tzulei baretz. You can only give smicha in Eretz Yisrael. Right, real smicha, right? The smicha from Moshe Rabbeinu, right? So, what does that have to do with Eretz Yisrael? Egla Arufa is only in Eretz Yisrael, right? Par Helam Davar Shel Tzibur, right? If most of the Jewish people incorrectly follow a mistake of the Sanhedrin, and most of them do an Avera that's Chayev Kares B'Mezid and Chatas B'Sheh, okay? Only one carbon is brought. And how do you determine most? Most of the Jews in Eretz Yisrael. What does that have to do with Eretz Yisrael? Most of the Jews in the world. No, most of the Jews in Eretz Yisrael. So, all of these are halachas that only apply in Eretz Yisrael. The Rambam seems to say that the bracha on 600,000 Jews, Chacham HaRazim, only applies, seems to say this, the Kesef Mishnah points this out, that only applies to Jews in Eretz Yisrael. If I see 600,000 Jews outside of Eretz Yisrael, then you don't make the bracha. Right, so all of these are, why? Right? Why is it limited? So, okay, but maybe Bikurim's on that list. Maybe Bikurim, what do you mean Bikurim? It's in Seder Zrayim. Yeah, but 2 days in Tosfos, right? It doesn't create Tevel. And therefore, maybe Bikurim is for sure limited to Eretz Yisrael. The reason is why? Is it because it is a mitzvah tzulei ba'aretz, or is it because it is limited for a different reason based on the pasuk? The Gatos has a deya. Well, it's in the pasuk with Bishul Basar Bachalov. So you might have thought it's like Basar Bachalov. Right? Bikurim, so that's these 2 days in Tosfos. But again, the halacha that tips us off that it's different is what it says right here, the first halacha in our Mishnah of Osrin es Hagorin. Good. We continue now. Says the Mishnah, Yesh Bibikurim. Now we go into unique Bikurim halachas. Right? So far we've had 2 to 1. So Yesh Bibikurim, Mashayim Betrumo Meiser. Bikurim has some halachas that others, the other two don't have. She Bikurim Niknim Mechuva LaKarka. Bikurim is designated even when it's still attached to the ground. Right, everything else is only after Gemar Malacha. Truma and everything else. Truma and Maaser Rishon and Maaser Sheni. But I just mistranslated that. But that's how most Mefarshim explain this line that we just read, that, you know, Bikurim is designated, as we'll learn, while it's still attached, you put a ribbon on the But the word there is niknin, niknin. What is niknin doing there? So the Rambam in the Pirshei Mishnayah says, Bikurim already niknit to the Kohen already when it's attached to the ground. It already belongs to the Shevet HaKahuna once I designate it. And that's a Chiddush Gadol, because we're going to learn in a line that really, if something happens to it, before I bring it to Har HaBayis, I'm still responsible. So if it was already niknit to the Kohen, what's my... So that's why most Mefarshim here don't say the word niknin is really means kinyan acquisition. It just means designated. Designated. Okay. They're osa, continuing. Osa adam kol seidel bikurim, as we said before. A person can make their whole field bikurim. They can give everything bikurim. V'chayev achriyusan, as we just said. Until it gets to Har HaBayis, I'm responsible. If I have truma, and then there's a fire, and the truma gets burned up, I don't have to give more truma to the Kohen. I'm not responsible. I don't get to do the mitzvah of nesina. Right? But it's not like I owe bikurim until it gets to the Beis HaMikdash. You have to substitute, as we said before. V'chayev b'achriyusan. Uteunin karban. And as we'll learn, along with the bikurim, I have to bring karbanos. Special karbanos that are brought, a shlamim and an ola, as we will see. Dunan karban. Vishir and special songs by the Levim. Utenufa and the waving. The Kohen and the owner wave. This is all the third parak of bikurim, the whole ceremony. Valina. And one has to sleep over. After you bring Bikurim, you have to sleep over that night in Yerushalayim, which is a Kachim Halacha. This goes on that list. Right? Kachim Halacha, right? You have to sleep, whenever you bring a carbon, you have to sleep over. Can't rush out. So too Bikurim, that Halacha applies to. The Rambam says, again, we'll have to get back to this in the third paragraph. The Rambam says, there are seven things that Bikurim need. Bikurim Tu'un and Shiva Dvarim. The Rambam says at the end of the third paragraph of Bikurim. Havas Makom, you have to bring it. Kli, you need the basket. Kriya, Mikra Bikurim. Karbon, Shir, Tnufa Lina. Right, and a bunch of them are mentioned right here. Again, Havas Makom, Kli, Kriya, Karbon, Shir, Tnufa Lina. Right, those are the seven that are required by Bikurim. Good, we continue. Truma, so that's the uniqueness of Bikurim. Next, Truma's Meiser. Truma's Meiser. Right, the truma that the Levi takes from Meiser Rishon and gives it to the Kohen. Trumas Meiser Shavale Bikurim B'shtei Drachim L'Truma B'shtei Drachim. Trumas Meiser is a little bit like Bikurim, a little bit like truma. Niteles Min HaTahor Al HaTameya. You're allowed to take truma, Trumas Meiser from Tahar on behalf of Tamei. You cannot do that by real truma. We learn by real truma you have to take Min HaTahor Al HaTahor Min HaTamei Al HaTamei. Why? Because of the halacha of Min HaMukaf. We know by truma gedola, you have supposed to take it in proximity. Machlokas Rashi Tosas, remember, Daraisa Durabanan. But you have to take it in proximity. But we're nervous. If you take Min HaTahor Al HaTamei by real truma, you're going to want to keep that up that halacha of proximity. So you might touch the truma tahora to the truma tameya, and then you can be, that's a problem. You don't want to be Matame the truma. So you know what we said? Tar on tar, tame on tame. Right, because you have the halacha mukaf. Trumas Meiser doesn't have the halacha min hamukaf. And therefore, there's no chash, so therefore it's better to give tar. So that's what it says here. And he tells me that tar al tameya, vishalom min hamukaf, ki bikurim. Right, bikurim, you can give whatever you want. You don't have to give it, there's no proximity halacha. Right, it's still growing on the orchard, everything on their own trees. So those two are connected. You could give it a tar al tameya, because there's no gzeira chash, because there's no halacha min hamukaf. Vosera says agoren. So in those ways, it's like bikurim. But vosera says agoren. The yishlo shir ketruma. But it has a shir like truma, and it asers the goren. Meaning, if you don't take off truma's meiser, it's aser to eat. And there's a shir like truma. Truma's meiser, even though it's different, because truma has a shir midirabanan, and truma's meiser has a shir daraisa. Right. Baomed, but it has a shir daraisa of meiser mina meiser, as it is called. Okay. Period. Nicha. Says the Gemara, Nicha Hatruma Osera says Hagorin. Right? What did the Mishnah say? The first thing the Mishnah said, that Truma and Meiser Sheni create Tevel. Right? Create Tevel. So, says the Gemara, 1 second. Nicha Truma Osera says Hagorin. This harkens back and brings us back to Meiser. Remember, when we learn Mesechas Meiseris, we learned that there's no Chiyav Meiseris until you do Gemara Malacha, until you made a nice pile on the field, unless you did one of six events. You do one of six events, the Mishnah says in Meiser, and the Rambam quotes it, that's Tevel Midrabanan. These events show that you're being machshiv, the food, and therefore even before, without Gemara Malacha, it's already Kovela Meiseris. Cooking it, Shabbos, salting it, maybe giving it as a present, right, all the different, but being mafresh truma. If you're mafresh truma early, so then that would be showing that you're treating it significantly, and that's a rare koveya for the other maisers. So Nichai understand Hachum Oser as a Gorin. Ha Meiser Oser as a Gorin. But Meiser Shani Asers the Gorin. The Mishnah says, right, Meiser Shani, just Hafresh's Meiser Shani is Oser's the Gorin. Look at the Rashi Leo. But you did Truma before the Meiser Shani. Halo Truma Kadmalo. Umi Mathis and Mashma, the Meiser Gufe Kava below Truma. Right, it sounds like that Meiser Shani is Koveya by itself. Right, what does our Mishnah say? Meiser Shani Asers the Gorin. So you might have just said that means, the Pashup out of the Mishnah is that even if you went in order until you take off Meiser Shani, it's still Tevel. But the Gemara is saying, maybe you could understand the Mishnah as each one of these separately create problems. So if each one of these separately create problems, so I understand if you were Mafish Shuma, that is Asers, because now that's Koveya. Meiser Shani. Have you ever have a case of Meiser Shani, just a partial Meiser Shani, that's going to cause problems? Answer, Tipata Shekhtimu B'Shibalin. Yeah. Let's say, before there was a Chiyuv of to give anything, there wasn't Gemar Malacha, you were Mafish Meiser Shani. You were Mafish. Not just sure. The halach, same halach applies. If you are mocked him with Meiser Rishon, if you are mocked him with Meiser Sheni, either way, you don't have to give any of the other, the Truma Gedola. That's a separate halacha, because if he did it early, but it does create Tevel regarding the other Matanos. So that's how the Rasilio reads that line. There are many other pshatim how to read that line that we just read. One more line. Niknim b'mechuba l'karka, you could designate it while it's mechuba. Dichsiv, b'kurei kol asher ba'artsam. Ba'artsam, right, everything in there, ba'artsam, and that's how you know, even while it's still attached, the pasuk in Korach. Osa adam kol sadeo b'kurim, you can make your whole field b'kurim. Dichsiv, reishas kol b'kurei kol. The pasuk in Yechezkel. The Mefarshim wonder, why are you quoting a pasuk in Yechezkel? You could quote a pasuk in the Torah also. Bikurei kol asher ba'artsam. We just said the pasuk that we just quoted. But the Mara Folda says it brings another pasuk. Shema to'u sofer here. Maybe it's a to'u sofer. What this pasuk is doing there? If you have a pasuk from Korach. Okay, maybe we'll talk about this pasuk when we start next time, and we continue here in the second parak of Bikurim.